Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Sama.
Hello, Michelle.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How was your week and weekend, last weekend?
Yeah, so we had WordCamp Rochester, and it was a small, I said small but mighty, lots of good talks and lots of good conversation, even though it was a smaller WordCamp. But we're finding that a lot in North America, that a lot of our camps have been smaller this year. So I'm not going to worry about that. I think everybody who was there really enjoyed it. We had about 40 people, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So
That's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
My weekend was like staying in the home, doing some work in the garden. It was kind of the last good weather weekend in the Netherlands. And I have a nice cat visiting me. And so I was cuddling with him all
Nice.
weekend.
That always feels good.
Yeah,
I love it.
It makes me happy. So yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. I grew up thinking that there were gender norms with certain kinds of things, like boys like dogs, girls like cats. Like that's how I grew up, right? Like women drank wine and men drank liquor and beer, and women drank tea and men drank coffee, right? Like mostly because of how my family was, I guess, right? But I literally thought that that's how the world ran. Like the first time I drank bourbon, I felt like I was doing something that I shouldn't be doing because that's a man's drink, right? So it's nice that the gender norms that I thought were you know, in place aren't necessarily in place. I think they probably were more earlier on, like the 50s or whatever, and perhaps my family was stuck there, but
No, but me, I don't know. I like dogs. I like huskies, but from far away, because the thing is, when they come at you and jump and at you, it scares me. So cats is more safe, and I get bored. So I cuddle with him half an hour, and I don't see him for 2 hours. The perfect relationship for me.
I love it. Well, our topic today is gender norms, though, in a little bit that way. So I know you've done the research, so I'm going to let you talk and I'm going to drink my coffee.
Yeah, enjoy the coffee. So today we're going to talk about the tech diversity problem and why it matters. And it will also we'll talk about why is there still a lack of diversity in tech in 2024. You shared with me two amazing articles. The first one talking about the digital world is shaped by the people who build it, and the lack of diversity belong those to creators and major issues. And the number is totally shocking. Only 15% of tech workforce come from BAME backgrounds, and just 19% are women. And the lack of representation leads to bias technologies such as facial recognition that struggles with the darker skin tones and health apps that overlook women needs. They dive in the article are talking a lot about the history of the bias and the tech diversity. And it is really, the number is shocking. I was expecting to see like above 50, above 60. But the numbers is like only 19% women working in tech. A couple of episodes, we talked a lot about the digital gap, about the educational, about the chances. But I think still in 2024, we're still addressing those concerns. And the article also is talking about why it's really important to talk about diversity, why it's really important to do something with it, and how he suggested a way to inspire more diverse talent initiatives, something called like Erase All Kittens, an online coding game. It's designed with inclusivity in mind, to teach kids the future, let's say, workers in tech to not fall in the stereotypes or in the bias, to think in everyone as inclusive when everyone thinking about designing an app or if there's a security issue online. Yeah.
And
So
for people who don't know, BAME stands for Black, Asian, Minority, Ethnic. So we might also use the term BIPOC in
yeah.
that same idea.
So what do you think? Why I don't know why do you think we still lack of diversity intake?
It's an interesting conundrum, right? Because in a lot of respects, like, we've talked about misogyny and that women, traditionally, like I've talked about my father, when I told him I was working in tech, he laughed at me because he didn't think that women had brains that could work in technology, right? And this was like, he died 2 years ago, so it wasn't that long ago, right? So like, we're in the last 5 years, my father was saying, "No, you don't work in tech. What do you do? What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Dad, I do. Like, I've built 300 websites. Like, of course I work in tech, you know?" And then when he found out that like people asked me to speak on these subjects, he was just blown away. Like, how? I'm like, "Okay, do you think my genetics only come from my mother? Like, my father worked in STEM his whole life, right?" So, and it's crazy. But I think that there's still a lot of stigma around the idea that women are somehow less than, or that we can't wrap our little heads around it somehow, right? That like that we should be able to speak a foreign language, but we shouldn't be able to code, when we know that those things actually are very similar, right? To understand code and is like to understand a foreign language, because language is code. And so, it's like you expect a woman to be able to speak French and Spanish and English, but gosh, she can't wrap her little head around, a little JavaScript or something. So, it's a little crazy, right? But I don't know. I think that sometimes, in some respects, and of course, I'm not making a sweeping statement, not all men before the men come after us, but there are a lot of men who are challenged by women who they don't want their authority to be. To go to a woman, right? To If a woman is in a position of power in a company, then that must mean that they are lacking, because they would never work for a woman. That we're weak. We're, I mean, there's so many things, right? That we get labeled as weak and simple and all of the things, when the truth is we're just as capable. And traditionally, gender roles, we've gone to different kinds of, nurses and teachers and things like I've talked about before. I'm older, right? So like when I was in school, it was like, are you going to be a nurse or a teacher kind of thing? And nobody ever said to a woman, do you want to be a rocket scientist? And there was no web back then, so it wasn't like, do you want to build websites, right? But like other STEM things, maybe. Like, I had a math teacher who was a woman once upon a time, and it was like so weird to me as a kid that my math teacher wasn't a man, because of the way that those gender roles had been set up to that point. And I think the same is true for underrepresented folks across the board, right? If you're in a wheelchair, you're seen as less than. Like, your brain must not work because your feet don't, right? Or your legs don't work. So therefore, you must not be as intelligent as other people. And yet, Stephen Hawking was like one of the most intelligent men that we know in our time, right? So like, there's just this conundrum of this paradoxical thinking, right? That because we have a certain color skin, because our bodies work a certain way, because we are predisposed to love who we love, or because we are, X whatever we XX and XY, we're different chromosomes, that somehow our brains don't have the capacity to work in the same way. And it's just rubbish.
I totally agree with you. I found it still crazy in 2024. We're still talking about women rights and we with the work and we are equal and everything. Of course, we go through our hormonal cycle. We go a lot through changes, but that doesn't mean that we are less smart or we have less are less capable of doing the job. But also, let's say, of course, there's all of those things combined with, I believe, also the lack of diversity In the tech force, it's like the non-inclusive job requirements. They're also you can the bias and gender from the recruiters, and also which is some people not like that. Also, how can I say the non-diverse leadership in the companies, because they don't really focus on adding diversity. While if there's more women in C level or leadership, of course they will target a different audience or recruiters to hire. I agree with you, and also I remember once we talked about the digital gap, the people who have they don't have enough resources also, and sadly, let's say the minority, as we said earlier, they are the one who has less money, they can afford less access to technology, less learning, all of the BA, ME, all of them will not have the same equal chances of going to university or getting good jobs or getting the knowledge that other people need. But the numbers are really impressive, because I don't think it's funny, because I was checking how many Asians and how many people of color in the world. They are more number than the white people. So when you're talking about, and also the women. The women are now, I think, above 50 comparing to men. So when you say only 19% of the workforce is women, there's like this huge, massive gap. Of course, we're going to talk about maternity leaves, about your women when they get married or they have a partnership or they have kids. Most of the time, I'm speaking about some in Netherlands, in Europe, women are the one who sacrificed their career to work less time, to be with the kids, to save money, not to put the kids in the daycare. It's hardly ever the man who wants to do it. But of course, here it's funny. I think 20 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, I studied in Bergen, which has been to naturalization you before getting the Dutch nationality. And in the book mentioned women, I think 20 years ago, if you're working in the bank and you get pregnant and you had a kid, you will get fired because you cannot function as a normal person. And I found that it was what the hell, you
I
know?
think they used to believe that some of your intelligence went to the child, like that you lose brain cells in birthing children, which is like it's insane. I mean, it was the 70s and they still didn't think that infants felt pain and they still didn't think that people of color felt pain. So like they were still performing surgeries and stitches and all these things on black people in the United States without any anesthesia because they didn't think that they could feel pain, which is insane. Like what? It's crazy. And so that just kept getting applied to our fields of work and things. And then you think about, especially in the United States, and I don't know what the migration situation of people is in Europe, but we have a lot of people who immigrate to the United States. And oftentimes their degrees and their education, they're told they have to start again. And so they can't start in those positions of authority within companies because, I mean, you hear about doctors whose medical practices were booming where they lived, and now they're like janitors or, doing something else, working in stores because their degrees aren't recognized here. And I don't know what it takes to challenge those kinds of things. So I can't speak, a lot about that, but I just know that when you have left your field in one country and you try to do that same field in another country, you often aren't seen as less than and have to prove yourself in order to climb some ranks. And I think it's just terrible. Like knowledge is knowledge, right? So, and we should be encouraging people to be their best selves and pursue their passionate careers, right? So if you are passionate about the STEM a career in STEM, then you should be encouraged to pursue a career in STEM as opposed to told that you should be, teaching children or something. I don't
Yeah, I agree with you. It's the same in Europe, like people coming from outside of Europe. Whatever your degree, you have to redo it again. And sometimes I find it really nasty that you have to do it with a
know.
language you just learned, whatever you studied before. As you said it, it is still we need to talk about, and I don't want to say fight, but those stereotypes, and try to hopefully to reach one generation that women are totally equal, and we're not gonna hopefully not to talk about the salary gaps. That also another issue, and also if you're talking about the minorities, whatever you are a minority, like the luxury if you don't have this financial security and you want to follow your dreams, or you want to do something and you want to risk, or you want to go higher in career and work, you will choose not, because at the end you want to have your paycheck, you want to pay your invoices, you're put food on the table, and also at the same time taking risk if you're not financially secure. I totally understand it. Like, I will not do it. I need my financial secure, that there's a rooftop above my head. I'm feeling safe. I did nobody gonna kick me out from the house. Then yes, let's go. Let's follow our dreams. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just interesting to look at the stereotypes over years and to see how hard it is to overcome them. It just moves so slowly, that kind of
Yeah.
progress, and it's mind-boggling. It really is.
Yeah, hope one day we're gonna we don't have any more just something to talk about. If the
I
world's
know, I
beautiful
know.
and shiny, but not at all, not at all.
Like, oh, there's no need for underrepresented in tech anymore. Wouldn't that be lovely?
No. I would love to see that day. I would love to see
Yeah.
it. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think with some of our younger generations, it's starting to happen a little bit. So, my daughter, for example, she has an associate's degree in media, right? So she wanted to be a film critic or something at some point. And then she moved to Buffalo and she took a job with a temp service because she didn't know what else to do out there. She moved out there to follow a boy. She's married to him now. But she started working at a bank as a temp, in secretarial type work. And less than 10 years later, she's a vice president of that same bank.
Wow.
Because she has put the time in and the effort, and she is recognized. And she's also the president of the National African American Resource Group for that same bank. And I am so proud of how much she's been able to accomplish in her short years compared to
Yeah.
how long it took me to get to where I am in my career. And I just, I told her this weekend how proud I am of the fact that she has accomplished so much already, and that she, and that she's a DJ on the weekends because she can pursue
Yeah.
passion projects as well. And she makes money at both. And I think that that's phenomenal. I didn't have those same opportunities when I was her age.
Yeah.
I also had a child, right? So that made it a little bit more difficult. And I was single raising a child, but I was doing my MBA and I was trying everything I could to move myself forward as well. But I think, but without those opportunities, right? And also, we need to encourage women because it's easy, and people of color, of course, it's easy to feel downtrodden, right? It's easy to feel
Yeah.
like it's just, I'm never going to get ahead, that kind of feeling. And so encouragement comes, goes a long way for sure, as well as financial support and just the opportunities for people to look at us equally for sure. So
Yeah, I
sorry, I
think
got a
also
frog in my throat.
the companies, they should have more diverse in their hiring policies and targeting
Yes.
different ethnicity to make sure that everyone also have more less bias recruitment process. There are lots of companies. I was watching the other day on our favorite app, TikTok, a lady, she was applying for jobs, but she get tired. Because she always gets rejection. She has a master's degree in something. And what happened is she sent two CVs to the same company. One of them, she write her name is Marie, whatever, and she put her photo, like she's without a veil. She's originally the lady from Tunisia. And the other name, she give her Samira something Arabic name, and she didn't put her photo. So she put the two application, and they were asking they need a team, whatever. So the Mary one get interview immediately, and the second one they send her rejection, the same CV, the same skills, the same education. Yeah. So the lady just pick up the phone and she was videoing and she calling them, just asking them in the French why I was rejected. The question they were asking her first, like, your name is it doesn't fit our culture. And she said, what's wrong with my name? That I was
My
born in
goodness.
France and I was raised as a French with ethnic background Tunisian, but I'm French woman, I have French nationality. And then the other person said, like, are you wearing a veil? And do you want to marry? Do you want to have kids in the future? Because you are a woman's like love to get married and have a lot of kids, so you're gonna have a lot of vacation. Me,
Oh my
like, what
goodness.
the hell? And then she told them, like, but the other CV, just I receive an email that I have an interview, and the person, what you saying? She said, it's the same CV, same skills, just only different name. And in the French name, she put her photo, and in the other name, she didn't put her image. So they start people giving their stereotype bias without seeing how she will looks like. And that's happening a lot. So the people, when they scan CV, they see a name, let's say a Dutch company, see non-Dutch name, that they will think, no, we know I don't really want to go there. Or some people, they look at you and they see a different color or a different pigmentation. They are not the majority of that country, so you don't your CV get attention a lot.
It's hard. It's really hard. It's hard for so many people, and we talk about the fact that white men are privileged in our community, in our society, and they
Yeah.
are. They just are. If a
They
woman's
are.
name carries less power, an obviously ethnic name carries less power, and I wish that that was different, and I hope, like you said, that things change enough that our podcast and our project won't be necessary going forward. But I fear that that is not the case. Very
Not at
quickly,
all.
anyway.
I think it will, according to the situation, it will last for a little bit longer.
A little, probably more than my lifetime, anyway. But, a little, but every, if every day somebody's mind is changed and sees the light, then I think we're doing our project right. So.
Just listen and think for a second. And people, they don't put themselves in other people's shoes. Just like how do I feel if I was that person? You feel the injustice, the unfair, that you feel you have to work double, or you work harder just to be noticed and the same and like other person. Talking about white men, in Netherlands, I'm speaking about Netherlands because this is where I live.
Sure.
In your passport or in your ID, they write for you are the wife of the person. And for me, I
Really?
find it really weird. It's in my passport,
Yeah.
the wife of my husband's name is Tamo van Gastel, the wife of van Gastel. And I find it weird. I didn't know that, because how you think Middle East is backward? We don't do that. We don't add it in the and taking a name. And my husband just said, like, you should take my name. My mother took my father name. I said, I'm not property, because my name is my identity, because I live in a place that not a lot of people with the last name Nasser, and I like to stand out and speak about me, my identity as a
Yeah.
woman. But it's mentioned in my passport. I'm the wife of Tamo. Like, I'm kind of like I'm the bag of Tamo. You know, I'm property, small property
Yeah.
for him. And it's really pissed me off, because the idea for me, I thought about Europe. They're gonna be really advanced in women rights. No, I think every country, every part of the world have issues they deal with it.
So his passport doesn't say husband of Sama.
No, but I can write it next time I see. It's the husband of Sam.
If it connected family members both directions, then it's like, well, okay, but if it's just women, then oh, that's terrible. I know. Like we're just chattel, we're just property. Yeah, crazy. In the United States, one of the women who fought really hard for women's right to vote, her name is Susan B. Anthony. And I don't know if her name is known around the world or not, but she lived right here in Rochester, New York. And one of the reasons that she fought so hard for women's rights is because her father was very bad with money, right? He did bad investments and things like that. And when the creditors came to their house to seize property to pay the debt, they even took her mother's eyeglasses because her mother's property was considered her father's
His.
property, right? And so seeing her mother have to, not have her own eyeglasses to be able to see properly because of her father's poor career choices, really bothered her enough that she wanted women to have better rights and representation for themselves in voting here in the United States. And that was back in the 1800s, right? So we're talking quite a while ago, because she died in 1904. But you think back, and it's like, when you tell me that about your passport, it doesn't feel very much different than her mother losing her eyeglasses because it was her father's property. And we'd think that it was the 1970s here in the United States before women could have their own bank accounts and credit cards, before they could sign and own their own property without it also belonging to a male family member, like a husband or a father or brother. It's just, it hasn't, we've come a long way, but it's more recent than we think. And that's why it's so important that we keep moving forward, as staunchly and as rapidly as we can, so that we are not seen as less than, we are not seen as property, and we can stand for who we are on our own.
Yeah, I could not say it better, honestly. I
My
totally
goodness.
agree with you. I totally agree with you.
Well, I don't know what we're going to talk about next week. If anybody has ideas, things that they want us to tackle, please let us know. I do have somebody I'll talk to you later that has been putting some bugs in my ear, and we're going to try to get her on the show soon. But if there's other topics that people think we should be chatting about, let us know. We're happy to do some research and bring those subjects to the forefront. Anyway,
Yeah.
thanks for being with us. We'll see you on the next episode of Underrepresented in Tech. Bye, Sama.
My Michelle.
If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.